Praise the Lord. Message number 122. The title of the message, The Fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let's open our Bible to the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 22 to verse 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your word that you send always on time to help us in our life, in our service unto you, Lord. Lord, you have ordained for us to live life and life to the full, to enjoy your blessing and to enjoy your presence and to enjoy serving you, Lord. I pray, O God, that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. Lord, anoint my lips, O God, and raise the message in the way that you want it to be, and let everyone know what you want him to know and the thing that you want him to do. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Lord had ordained for us to live life and life to the full, to enjoy life in whatever circumstances or condition. When we are receiving Christ, when we receive Christ, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And as we allow the Holy Spirit to walk in our life and transform us, the fruit of the Spirit will be appearing in our life. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is, as we had mentioned here, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The purpose of this fruit in our life is to make our life more easy and more smooth and more joyful. The fruit of the Holy Spirit are the fruit that the Holy Spirit do and make in our lives. And as we know that the Holy Spirit is God. So when I allow the Holy Spirit to work in my life and reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, it means that God is living in me, God is with me, God is remaining in me. That will make our life more easier. You know, when we are wearing certain clothes that are made of wool or thick material and thick fashion, and it may be that we may feel a little bit discomforted with such kind of clothes. We feel a harsh feeling or rude feeling to our body. So what do? We wear some underwear clothes under this clothes so that we will not feel the harshness of that cloth that we are wearing. In the same way, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, when it appears in our life, is to soothe us, to make us feeling easy and well in facing hardship and trials and struggle and tasks and challenges. You know, in the book of Ephesians, Paul say, put on the full armor of God. Now, the full armor of God, when we put it, when the warrior put the armor, he put the breastplate, and he put the shield of faith, the belt. You know, these are heavy things. So under it, over his body, he will not put the breastplate directly over the body, but he will wear some underwear. The same way for us, as we go in our life to live for God and to serve him and to do the task that he entrusts to us, we need to clothe ourselves with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So we wear the armor of God, we wear the full armor of God, but under the armor of God is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, so that we go to fight the good fight and we are comfortable and we are at ease. You know, in book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 27, it says here, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. The fruit of the Holy Spirit are the character of Jesus, and when we are clothed with this fruit and allow this fruit to appear in our life, we are carrying the characters of Jesus. We are clothed with Christ. The fruit of the Holy Spirit reproduce the character and the attitude, the right character and the right attitude that not only God wants to see in our life, but that particular character and attitude will make our life easy and smooth. You know, in book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 12, he says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. And these are as well the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So when we are clothed ourselves with this fruit, when we put on Christ, we put on this fruit, we are putting on Christ and we are comfortable. Life in its hardship, it will become more hard if we will not allow the Holy Spirit to reproduce the fruit of the Spirit in our life. When we face problems, the more we are drawing near to God, God is drawing near to us, and as the Lord drawing near to us, the fruit of the Spirit will appear in our life. That will enable us to pass the hardship, the challenges and the trials in more easy and effective way. What are the fruit of the Spirit? Is first, love. Not the love of the world, not the worldly love, and not the emotional or the erotic love, but the love of God. When God calls us, when we receive Christ, the Holy Spirit will start to change us. We start to love. We start to love God, showing commitment to God. We love the people as God's word ordained for us, and also we love our self. Our commitment to God, to love God, our commitment to love the people according to God's word, and our commitment to love and care for ourselves, that is not a burden, but that is a privilege and a benefit to each and every one of us. The more you are in love according to God's word, the more you are able to manage your life. You know what is your requirement. You know that you need to do this because you love God. You know that you don't need to do wrong because you love God. I speak about myself. I don't sin. I don't do wrong because I love God. I do my responsibilities toward God, toward my family, toward the people, toward the church, toward myself. I care for myself. I care for others. I care for the people that God entrusts to me because I love God. And God's word, it show you how to love each and every one. It will show you how to love your parents, what is their rights and your responsibility toward them. God's word show you how to love the church, your church, what God has placed you, how to love your families, how to love your colleagues and the people with you. This all show us that love of God. It will help us to manage our life well. And every now and then, the Lord challenges us to express that love more. Every now and then, God asks us, God calls us to show more love, to give more, to be committed more, and to love even those people that we hate to love or we don't like, or even to love our enemy. When we love our enemy, that's not a burden. That will make our life more easy. To love things that you don't like, ask the Lord, Lord, make me love this person, make me love these people. Make me, Lord, show love to those who hurt me, those who hate me, and the Lord will give you a wisdom how to love them. Now, when we love our enemy, that's not a burden, that is not something heavy. But that is the way how to face trials. Now, if you don't love, what is the other option? You hate and you fight and you revenge. That will make your life more difficult because in this, God is not there, but devil are there. What is your option? If you don't love your enemy, you will hate, or you will revenge, or you will retaliate. And what will be the outcome? Whom you are inviting in this way? Are you inviting God in your life or you are inviting devil in your life? That will make life more difficult, more hard, more harsh, more rude. Trials sometimes make us forget basic things. Love overcome multitude of sin. When you are in trials, we need to fight back. We need to revenge sometime, you know, because that is our mind, wrong mind setup, our flesh setup, and we forget to allow God to work in our life, to reproduce love in us. Love your enemy. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. And what is the effect of this? In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Love will give us a calm feeling from inside, will give us a right mind and the wisdom, and will do something. It will conquer our enemy. And I pray, Lord, teach me how to love those who hurt me. Tell him, Lord, teach me how to love my enemy. Teach me how to love those who persecute me, because in loving them, in God's love, we are defeating the enemy, the devil, who used them against us. And we are enjoying our life. And truly we need more of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, it means God manifested more in your life. More of you, less in me. I decrease and he increase. Oh, and life will become so beautiful and so comfortable with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. What is love? And second is joy. Joy. Sometimes we have a very burdened face, very heavy heart, worries and doubts and fear. We forget to enjoy life and life to the full. God wants us to have joy. Restore the joy of our salvation. Joy can be taken away by sin, by fear, by trial, by not allowing God to move in your life, by worries, by the flesh and man will. But let us allow God to move. Tell him, Lord, I want joy more. Joy will help us to overcome trial. Consider it a pure joy, my brother, when you face trial of many kinds. because the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work until you become mature, complete, like nothing. Joy. Lord, give me more joy. Joy will enable me to pass trials and problems and hardship. Joy. Rejoice in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Joy in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Sometimes we forget the joy of the Holy Spirit. Joy. After joy, peace. God give us peace, assurance, calmness, quiet, peace and atmosphere inside toward outside. The peace of God. When we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, God will give us wisdom how to manage our life. And when we are in the right way, even there's trials from outside, we have peace. I have peace, although I am facing this problem. But from inside, I have peace because God remaining and living in me in the Holy Spirit. God is reigning over my life and controlling my life and leading me in the way that I need to go and move. Peace. We need peace to overcome trials. It is not by own power and flesh, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit indicates God's presence in our life. And when God is there in your life, He is the Lord. He is giving you peace. That surpasses all understanding. And you continue joyfully to pass through the valley of the shadow of death, and you fear no evil. Next is patient. Another fruit is patient. Another fruit of the Holy Spirit is patient. If you have everything but you don't have patience, you are not and you will not enjoy your life. Patience give us calmness. It makes us feel well. Even there's injustice, abuse, people withhold our rights, but with patience we can continue to do well because we are waiting for the Lord. If you don't have patience, you cannot wait 5 minutes, you cannot wait 1 day, you cannot wait 1 week, you cannot wait 1 year. Patience, it brings joy and happiness in your life while you are waiting for the Lord to bless you, to answer your prayer, and to give you what is due for you. After patience, kindness. Kindness is doing good things to the people and to the atmosphere around you. Kindful act. How kindness will come out? Because you have joy, you have peace, you have love, you are patient. Trials are there outside, pressure are there, but you are not affected. When we don't have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, instead of kindness, we are fighting, we are speaking bad words. We are harming others. We are gossiping. We are doing wrong things, harming even ourselves. But when there is love, there is joy, there is peace, there is patience, we can have more time, more resources, or we use our resources to do careful acts toward our children, our spouses, our families, toward the church, the people around us, our working place, our neighbors, our friends, our contacts, kindness. What is the next fruit of the Holy Spirit? Goodness. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, say, for we are created in Christ Jesus to do the good work that He prepared in advance for us to do. Goodness is to do the work of God. What God had ordained for me, for you, for ministry, calling, mission work, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Goodness. Make us prepare and ready to do that work. Now, if you don't have goodness, what you will do, you will do your own mission, your own plan, your own will, and that will be harmful unto you. But when you do God's work, you know, that work of God will bring a fruit that will last. The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 16, you did not choose me, but I have chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. The good work of God that He had already prepared for us to do, as we achieve it because we have the goodness of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we will be the first people. We enjoy that work of God and we reap the harvest. So the more you have love, the more you are involving in God's service, the more you are yielding yourself to the plan of God and what He had prepared in advance for you to do, then you are reaping and you are enjoying the fruit of the Holy Spirit. What else? Faithfulness. Faithfulness is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. God called us to be faithful to Him in prayer, reading the word, His word. Faithful to Him in praising Him, giving thanks to Him in all circumstances. God called us to be faithful to our spouses, our children, our parents, our families, to provide for them, to be an asset to them, to help them and to support them. God called us to be faithful to His church, to attend regularly, to tithe our income, to support all the work of the Lord in His church. God called us to be faithful in our workplaces, to the places that He assigned us. God called us to be faithful to the people around us, to evangelize, to be a good asset to the society. That is faithfulness. Not only to be selfish and to receive, but also to give. And that is faithfulness. And what else more? More than faithfulness. Gentleness. Gentleness is very important fruit of the Holy Spirit. Some people, they do very good work. But when there is no gentleness, they are harming and hurting some people unnecessarily. When you speak loudly, you are anger, you are angry, you are upset. Or even you speak the truth, then you are speaking with a harsh and hard and bad word. That will not bring the fruit that you desire. That will have a negative effect on you and on your work. Gentleness is very needed. Speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in gentleness. In Ephesians chapter 4, he say, let your gentleness evident to all. The Lord is near in whatever circumstances. We need to be gentle. Gentle is the tone of the voice, the way we speak, the word that we choose. It has to be choice word. It has to be tactful word, so that we will not do harm and we will not do things we will regret later on. Gentleness is very needed. It's one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Gentleness. And the last fruit is self-control. I need to know my limit. I need to know my border. I need to stop where I need to stop. Self-control and how to spend your money. Self-control how you spend your time. Self-control over your stomach and how much you eat. Self-control on your mouth and how you speak. Self-control on your mind and how you think. Self-control. This is to allow the Holy Spirit to invade all this area. Your heart, your mouth, your tongue, your stomach, your mind, your eyes, your ears, all this self-control. Your feet also under self-control, under the control of God, you should not go where God does not want you to go. Self-control. With this collection of fruit, it reproduces the character of a worker that will do effective ministry for the Lord. Ministry, as we know, flow from a good character. Jesus is our example and the character that we follow. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is the character and attitude of Jesus. As we allow the Holy Spirit to make them appear in us, as we put them and clothe ourselves with them, then the Lord magnified and glorified, we will live life to the full and we will be an asset to others, bringing the righteousness of God to the people around us with a wonderful and effective ministry and service. Let's pray. Come to the Lord, tell him, Lord, forgive me my sin that I have done against you. Lord, I am not aware of all these things. I have zeal to serve you, Lord. I am trying my best to do your will, but I am not aware that I should allow the Holy Spirit to manifest the fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life. Lord, fill me with love. Teach me how to love. Increase my love to you, to the people around me, to myself. Restore my joy, O God. Take all sadness and roses and the black spot in my heart, O God. Give me peace and assurance. Help me to have more patience waiting upon you, Lord. O God, help me to love my enemy. Help me, Lord, to wait upon you and to listen to your voice. O God, I have much energy. Help me to use them to serve you and to be kind to others around me, Lord. O God, I am willing to be faithful to you and to whatever you entrust to me, O God. I commit myself to be faithful to your church, to my family, to the people around me, to be a good example to them and to preach your word to them, O Lord. O God, help me, O God. Make me more gentle, Lord. Lord, because of pain, because of trial, because of suffering, because of the attack of the enemy, I forget to be kind. Lord, make me more kind, O God. Make me more gentle, Lord. Let me speak with a low tone voice. Remove anger from my heart, O God. Lord, guide me, O God. Control my lips, O Lord. Give me self-control. Control me, Lord. Control my mind, my thoughts, my eyes. Control my food, O God. Control my language. Lord, take full control over my life. O God, I want to live my life fruitful to you, Lord. I want to enjoy my life unto you, O God. O Lord, I pray for each and every one, O Lord, who listen to the message, and pray from his heart, O God, change that particular person and make his attitude and character like you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Lord, take this message and spread it and make it reach those people who are waiting for you, so that you raise up more workers to serve you according to your will and your plan and your method and your ways. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.